Hi. This week the question is there such a thing as false doctrine, and does it even matter? There are actually two questions being asked here. Let's begin with the first question. Is there such a thing as false doctrine? Doctrine means teaching. False doctrine means teaching which is not true. So the first question that we are asking is this. Is there such a thing as teaching which is not true? That's the same as asking, is there such a thing as false doctrine? The answer to this question is simply yes. There are teachings which are not true. In John 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The word of the Lord makes men the Lord's disciples if men obey that word. Jesus said the words he taught were truth, and that truth would make men free from sin. In John 17, verse 17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." These words were also spoken by Jesus. According to this, the word of the Lord is truth. That truth will sanctify men, according to Jesus. Sanctify means to set apart. One day when the Lord comes again and the world comes to an end, those who are set apart will be spared from destruction. So, from these two passages which the Lord himself spoke, we learn three important things. Listen carefully now. Number one, we learn that the Lord's teachings are truth. Number two, his teachings set men free from their sins if men obey those teachings. Number three, his teachings set his people apart from those who will be destroyed on the judgment day. If these things are correct, and they are, then the implication is anything which the Lord did not teach is false doctrine or false teaching. We just noticed three important truths from two passages which the Lord himself spoke. Now consider three more important truths which the Lord implied. Number one, if the Lord's teachings are truth, and they are, then anything which the Lord did not teach is false. Number two, if the Lord's teachings set men free from sin when men obey those truths, then when men obey false doctrine or false teachings, they are not set free from sin. They simply remain in sin or perhaps plunge deeper into sin. And number three, if the Lord's teachings set his people apart from those who will be destroyed on the judgment day, then false teachings will cause people to remain part of the group which will be destroyed on judgment day. This brings us now to the second question that we're investigating this week. Does it even matter? In other words, does it matter what we believe? The answer is yes. It matters what men and women believe. Remember what we have said. Doctrine means teaching. False doctrine means untrue teachings. Believing something that is not true is very dangerous, even if a person doesn't know that it's not true. Some people are unaware that what they believe is false doctrine, but their ignorance does not protect them from danger. Let me illustrate. Suppose someone eats a rat biscuit, but does not know that it is a rat biscuit. Are they safe and protected from danger because they thought the biscuit they were eating was a Pillsbury buttermilk biscuit? The answer is obvious. What people do not know kills and harms them every day. When someone does not know the gun is loaded, their friend is not protected from danger when the gun is pointed and the trigger pulled. When someone does not know they opened the wrong bottle of medicine, they are not protected by their ignorance. When someone believes false doctrine, they are not protected from the danger just because they are ignorant. Doctrine matters because what we are taught is what we believe. What we believe affects how we act, How we act determines whether we are saved or not. For example, when men are taught that they are saved before baptism, they don't get baptized in order to be saved because they think they're already saved. Doctrine is important. Baptism is for sinners who want to become saved. Acts 2, verse 38. Example number 2. When men are taught they cannot fall away and be lost once they get saved, they will become careless and sin. But they do not worry because they have been taught falsely, once saved, always saved. But the Bible warns Christians to take heed lest you fall. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. Example number 3. When men are taught they evolve from lower life forms and that they're nothing more than an animal, then men begin to act like animals. Doctrine is important. What men believe affects how they act. But the Bible teaches we were made in the image of God, and we owe God the very best service that we could possibly give. Genesis 1, verse 26. Example number 4. When men are taught that homosexual behavior is just as acceptable and normal as heterosexual behavior, then men began to practice homosexual behavior with no shame. But the Bible teaches that those who practice homosexual behavior shall not inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10. Yes, there is such a thing as false doctrine, and it does matter what we believe. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. If you would like to speak with someone from the congregation of the Church of Christ in person, you may call 405-567-0575. Again, that number is 405-567-0575. Or you may leave your name and number at the sound of the tone, and one of our brethren will be glad to call you back. We also invite you to visit our website, www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. There are no spaces in those words. And there you, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.